You don't even need a Jim Peterick when I can just do that all.
That's pretty. That's a talent.
Who is that multicolored man on the other side of the board?
Oh, who, me?
Yeah.
I'm prematurely purple. I told you that.
You are the most colorful human being ever, Jim.
I try. I really do.
The great Jim Peterick sitting right over there.
Ides March will be playing at City Winery, a great venue. That's happening Thursday night. But before we get started talking to you, I heard the funniest question ever asked to Bill Luff.
What is this?
Will you be harmonizing with me?
Jim asked me that. That was very kind of you to
ask. That's like asking Dick Bianchi if he'll play tambourine. Oh, I tried that once. Not good.
Really?
He doesn't know where one is or two.
It's pretty easy to play the tambourine.
No, it's not.
No?
That's for Dick.
No.
And I'm thinking that might be you. Not on tambourine.
No. I will not be.
You play the triangle, though.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good triangle player.
For real?
Yeah.
No.
And you didn't bring it?
No. I've been asked by building management to not bring it in.
Jim, we were talking about you before you came in. I don't know if your ears were burning or not.
Yeah, they were a little. Why were they?
I just think it's an amazing thing that the Ides of March play everywhere. It's almost sold out shows all the time. We love to see you, despite the fact that we've seen you many times. It's bringing you back to nostalgia, and you know every word to every song, and it's just a delight to see you guys play.
Well, thank you. You know, we try to keep the hits coming. You know, a lot of deep cuts from the Ides of March, and also, believe it or not, some new songs from the Ides of March, which means this millennium.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not bad. And they're getting really good response. But, of course, the people all wait for You Wouldn't Listen, LA Goodbye, and Vehicle.
Right.
And then whatever else we do is gravy, you know?
Right. What's wrong with that? How many years together?
55.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah, man.
That is a lot of
years.
We
started in 64 as the Shondells. And then Tommy James became the Shondells, and we had to change our name.
Yeah.
So he stole from you.
He did. Well, I don't know if he stole it, but he used the name, same name as we did. We were influenced by Troy Shondell, the solo one. This time we're really breaking up. This time it's for Elver. That's what he said.
Is that Elver?
That was the
That's
hit.
That's not right.
That was a combination of Elvis and Ever.
I think it's Elver. But it was Troy Shondell. We thought it was a cool name, called ourselves the Shondells. And I guess Tommy James did, too.
Yeah, he liked it. That's flattering.
Did you guys ever, because I'm guessing there was a little bit of resentment once he left, I'm guessing, right?
Tommy?
Yeah.
He didn't leave.
He didn't leave?
No.
What was the
split? No, there were two different bands.
Oh, I thought you guys were the same for a little bit.
No.
They had to give up the Shondells.
We had to give up the name because he took it first. He got the hit, Hanky Panky.
You've called him out on it at some point.
Oh, yeah. We played with him at the Rialto. And he says, I didn't know about your band, man, you know.
Oh, a likely story. Yeah,
that's what he said. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, we got a better name.
Yeah.
Ides of March.
Absolutely. Yep. And where'd that come from?
Shakespeare, baby. We're all in high school reading Julius Caesar.
Beware the Ides of March.
Yep.
Right. It was, Bob Bergen said, that sounds like a name to me. We said, that's it, baby. Mm. And
how'd you do in school? Was it Morton West?
I was an A student throughout grade school and all college and high school.
All rock stars are, right, Jim?
Not really.
No.
I broke that mold. I'm a morning guy. I got straight A's. I was teacher's pet. You know, who knows? I'm a people pleaser.
Did they see, when you were a young Jim Peterick, did the people above you, did the teachers and stuff see this version of you at some point?
Well, I didn't have purple hair.
No.
No.
But long hair, I'm sure.
I tried. In high school, we had to go for inspection every Monday morning in front of the dean because we had our hair over the collar.
Oh.
So we used to go to Larry's house and grease it back with Brill cream.
Right.
And hi, Dean. And he said, well, you look okay. Finally, we couldn't keep up the charade. I wasn't even going to CAF to avoid him. I would eat my meal at the last class in the back of the room. It was CAF.
The cafeteria. I know. You were so hip even back then, Bill.
But, yeah, we weren't radical. We just wanted long hair like the Beatles.
Yeah.
You know? Who inspired you? Obviously, the Beatles.
The Beatles were the catalyst, really. I mean, I was a big Elvis Presley guy, you know, Buddy Holly. Growing up at 5 years old, my sisters were older, and they brought me all these great little 45s by Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Everly Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. And that was great. And then the Beatles came along, and it was a seismic shift. And
Do you think the excitement that was generated by both Elvis Presley and the Beatles, do you think we could ever see or imagine anything like that again? It's impossible, right?
You can't predict it, though, Bill.
Yeah?
It may happen. You know, I don't think it will.
I don't think so either.
But I hope it will.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, talk about timing, right? Kennedy was shot. Everybody wanted the optimism. Along comes the mob taps.
Yeah.
What could be better?
Right.
But think about it. They were the original boy band. So you look at these boy bands here now, and it's like, why aren't they evolving?
Well, because they're constructs. The Beatles were real. Wrote all their own songs, played all their own instruments.
That is the difference.
Show me a boy band that does that. And they're very talented as singers, dancers.
Yeah.
Performers.
Yeah. But they're not the Beatles, baby.
No soul.
Well, maybe soul, but you got to... The Beatles did it all.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yes. Point well taken. Scott May, your organist, keyboardist, was supposed to be here today.
Yes. His mother is not... Well, she's had a little issue, and he apologizes, and he wishes he could be here. Just found out. You know? She's been in and out of the hospital. I think she'll be okay, but I think there's a little crisis today.
It's that time with our parents getting older.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's a dear. She's in the front row of the AIDS concerts, rocking away.
That's awesome. And, of course, Cornerstones of Rock, I was lucky enough to be part of it and MC it when you guys did Soundstage.
Yes.
That DVD is out there, and I have people asking me all the time, where do I get it? How do I get it?
Right. TheIdesOfMarch.com.
Perfect.
Put the "the" in there. If you don't put the "the" in, you get a salad dressing, Caesar dressing.
Oh, really?
Honest to God, it's horrible.
Really?
Yeah, they're selling more CDs than we are. Rascals. No, but theidesmarch.com would be happy to sell you a DVD-CD combo. We played last night.
Where'd you play last night?
At the Arcana.
Yes.
Nice.
Cornerstones of Rock. The place was packed to the rafters.
Yeah.
People can't get enough of 60s Chicago rock.
That's I'm what sure. I mean. It is such, even though you've gone, it's like you want to go back. And when the show's over, people want you to continue playing.
Oh, my God.
Like all night.
And you know, the merch table went on. We were there for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Selling stuff, signing, talking, shaking hands, shaking babies, you know, the whole thing. It was Chris. Oh, man.
Jim, do you have satellite radio?
Of course.
All right. So you know how they have a channel that's just 50s music and a channel that's just 60s and just 70s, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting the way each decade's music puts you in a different mood?
Yes, and almost by tens.
Yeah.
You know, how specific is that, right? And, you know, there's no they don't blend. It's the 50s.
Right.
And it's so 50s, you know? And I love all those channels. I'm not crazy about the 90s, excuse me.
Yeah, that
was a little bit of a negative for me. There was great music, but it didn't relate to me, you know?
But the direction of the music was so different from every 10-year span. It's amazing. Like, you could hear a song, you could flip the dial and not show me what decade, and then as soon as I hear it, I go, well, that's from the 60s, well, that's from the 80s, that's from the 50s. Every flavor is just so different.
And so distinct. I mean, the 80s, you hear big synthesizers and giant drums. You know it's the 80s.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
And 70s are more funky, you know, a vehicle. Hey, I'm on all those stations. The 60s is You Wouldn't Listen. 70s is Vehicle. 80s is Survivor at 38 Special. So I can't lose, man. I'm covered.
Who? How many times a day is Eye of the Tiger used?
Well, all I can say is every day.
I imagine.
Every day. And every day we get another request to use the song in different contexts, in movies or sports events and this and that. Usually you say yes. And I won't mention the comic, but there was a comic who requested the use of it. And it was very vulgarly, it was parodied.
Yeah.
And it was about slapping a girl on the butt. And it was just like so anti the song.
Yeah.
And we refused it.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of money.
Oh,
but
boy.
It was
it's
not,
the principle of the thing, though.
It is. It wasn't in the spirit.
I
don't want to ruin that song.
No, that song was written about your sweetheart.
Well, no, you know, Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Vehicle.
Was Rocky your sweetheart? Yes. You can tell us.
Yeah. She outed me right there. She really did.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, he's a sweet guy. No, but no, it was written from the heart.
Yeah.
About rising up to the challenge of your rival. It wasn't about slapping a girl on the butt, you know?
Was it ever used for Tiger Woods, like Wandering Eye of the Tiger? Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was in a locker room, and he's whistling it. No music. It was so subtle.
That's beautiful.
And we got a lot of money for
it. Oh, good.
One whistle. Thank you, Tiger.
Jim Peterick is here, and he and the band's Ides of March, the band Ides of March, will be performing Thursday night. City, God, it's May 3rd already on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. City Winery, a great venue.
Oh, wonderful. We love City Winery.
They love you?
They love us. We always pack the place. We're going to do a two-set format. First set will be unplugged storytellers, you know, just really down home. We do some things that we haven't done since 71. Well, it's a Colorado morrow that's thumbing through my mind. And it's a hitchhike away from sorrow to the land of milk and wine. I'm gonna climb myself a mountain, climb a mountain high, and I'll claim the land for Julie with a pickaxe and a line. Na 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 na. Just very innocent.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful.
So nice.
We wrote that in Colorado. We drove out there and we played, what town was it? I can't remember now. But we rented this cabin. We stayed there and wrote the song at the cabin looking at the flat top mountain. And every time I sing that song, it brings back these memories.
Who's Julie?
Can't talk.
You can't say?
Can't talk about
Julie. All right, don't say.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you. It's quaint, you know.
And does Julie know there's a song written about
her? Yes,
she does.
All right. That's the main thing.
Just making sure.
It's a long time ago, Bill.
We have to take a break. Jim Peterick is here. The Ides of March. You can see them live in action Thursday night, City Winery. If you want tickets, you can go to citywinery.com/Chicago. And you're all over social media, Facebook and Twitter, official Jim Peterick, and at Jim Peterick as well.
Yes.
You're pretty easy to find.
Oh, baby. You know it.
All right, quick break and back with more Jim Peterick. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. We are back in business with Jim Peterick as well. You don't have a small business. You have a big business going with the Ides of March.
Yeah, that's a good franchise, I'll tell you. It's like a ball team. We've been together for, you know, 55 years.
And you've been together as long as I've been alive.
Don't brag.
That's amazing to me.
Did you guys form because of the birth of Wendy Snyder? Was that what brought you guys together?
On the day.
Yeah?
They announced it, and then we said, we're in.
We got to play music for this.
We have to. No, you know, we're on stage, and we look around at each other, and we have all these in jokes and signals, and it's like a code, an Ides of March code. You know, one word can set us off, and we'll start cracking up. It's so much fun. And we take it serious, you know, but at the same time, we have so much fun.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's not goofy. You know, like, we don't goof on the audience.
Yeah.
We just take it serious, but have a ball.
Yeah, but you've been together for so long. I mean, don't you guys get into fights at all?
Very rarely.
That's
we have disagreements.
Awesome. Yeah, and that's how it should be.
Yeah, that's going to happen. But we always, at the end of the day, and when we part, it's solved. Or, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
No hard feelings.
That's perfect. That's how it should be.
And I was talking about our two sets at Winery. I didn't quite finish, but the first set's unplugged.
Uh-huh.
And we do L.A. Goodbye in that context, which is a big song, you know. But then the second set, we get out the amplifiers and start getting rowdy and play all the hits that we had with Electrics. You know, we do the 38 special songs.
Mm-hmm.
The Ides of March versions of them, though,
right.
You know, with the brass and Hold On Loosely, Caught Up in You, Rockin' Into the Night.
His catalog. I mean, that just blows me away.
And the Ides do it so well. I mean, they always had their own touch. Heavy Metal by Sammy Hagar and me. Totally different take on it, but it's so rocking. And then we, like I said, we do new songs that, I'm being facetious, they're about 2 years old, these songs.
Yeah.
The song called Who I Am, which is just killer. Of course, I'm bragging on it, but it really is. And a song called Music Messenger, which is about, you know, a music guy that goes across the country and spreads the word of music like we do.
Yeah.
We're all music messengers, you know. And a new song called Too Far to Turn Around, which I wrote in China. I went there to perform in Beijing, and it was just life-changing because I played just one guitar. I had my folk guitar and played to 80,000 people.
Oh, my God.
All chanting, Eye of the Tiger, Vehicle. and singing along in their phonetical thing.
Must have been an amazing feeling.
It was incredible.
Yeah. Didn't that surprise you, though?
It did. It really did. I guess it shouldn't have, but it's music is the universal language.
Absolutely.
It really is. And I felt so far away from Berwyn. You know, at that moment, surrounded in this very
odd country. How so, Jim? It seems like the same.
There were no Hobies.
No Hobies. Cermak Road was miles away. There were no Savings and Loans on the corner.
Really?
No Bohemian restaurants.
No Corvettes that used to be there.
No Corvettes. No spindle of awful cars.
Right, which is gone, thankfully.
And I wrote this song called Too Far to Turn Around, and like to play it sometime.
Do it.
Really?
Right now.
Oh, man. I wasn't even going to do this, but I'll see what I can do. So picture me in my hotel room in China, looking out at the pollution of Shanghai. My reflection in the window is someone who I'm just about to meet. I've seen the miles I've left behind, the clouds of dust I've stirred up on the street. I can no longer cheat my passion. It's time to put my plan in action. Can't take the easy out, the braver route is calling out my name. I'm on the road to where I've never been, beyond the borders of imagining. This story is my life. I own the movie rights. This passport is my fate. The shoes I wear tonight. I am wide awake, but I am dreaming. Stumbling as my first step hits the ground. But I've come too far to turn around. Gotta take it all the way now.
You are amazing. You always are smiling. Do you know that?
Even when I blow chords.
But that's what I love about you. It's just, music is, you're just
there
sharing
are no
the
mistakes,
message.
Wendy. It's all how you treat it.
Sure.
I can blow a chord and make it fun.
There's so many great lines in that song, but right out of the box, you say, I'm staring at the reflection in the window of a man I'm about to meet. That says so much.
Thank
how
you.
Did that come to you?
Thanks for catching it. It's a true story. I went through a horrible lawsuit once, which I won't get into. And I stood up for myself, and I got out of the lawsuit, and then I see my reflection in a window in Saugatuck, where we have a place, and I liked myself better.
Yeah,
I felt I didn't look any different, but
you
it's
felt
self
different.
Esteem.
Yeah,
yep. Yeah,
that's it.
That's so important.
Confidence. That's what everyone needs.
Yeah.
How often do you get your hair done? Because I'm about every 6 weeks now to cover the gray.
Twice a month. Once is
oh
a touch
my God.
Up, and once is a total strip down to white.
Twice a month.
Twice a month.
Yeah. To be fresh.
Thank God you got rock star money.
Yeah, man. And a very good pal. I'm gonna plug him right now. Ross Bartolome of Salon Hype. He gives me not only great hair, but a great deal, and I couldn't afford it without him.
That's in LaGrange.
Yeah, it is.
It's a pleasure to see you as usual. He's Jim Peterick. Say hello to Scott May, and we wish his mother well.
I will.
Ides of March, live in action, Thursday night, City Winery. Best place to get tickets, citywinery.com.
That's a great place. That's a great place. There's a limited amount left, so please grab them. Grab them. It's going to be a blast. They have great food. And a great sound system and a great stage.
It's a great place.
We love it. We love it.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks,
you sound
so
amazing. You
Thank
always do,
you.
Jim. That's Jim Peterick, everybody. Go see him live. You won't believe how great it is. We'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Oh, 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 oh. I may have lost Bill left to Jim Peterick. Jim has a new calendar that's out. I love it. Jim Peterick, Guitars That Followed Me Home.
Have you looked through this?
Yes.
It's available on Jim's website. Or on Amazon.
Come to a microphone, will you? We're not finished with you.
I cannot believe. I mean, you know, when you collect something and you have a passion for it, you recognize it in other people. I knew Jim had a collection, but I didn't know it was this stunning. His guitar collection is just amazing.
It's much different than action figures, isn't it?
A little bit different.
That's what he collects. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And, you know, I have an almost 19-year-old son, Michael, who collects guitars, and he really should not look at this calendar anymore because he...
This is like guitar porn, isn't it?
It totally
is. That's exactly what it is. Yep. How many guitars in your collection?
185 and counting.
Do all guitar players collect guitars?
No, but Rick Nielsen and I think are neck and neck. Oh, I didn't even plan that.
That
one.
Just happened.
What about pedals? Do you have different pedals too? You're not a big pedal guy.
You know, 10 pedals. I'm not a huge pedal guy. I use my favorites, and I'm not a huge amp guy because they just take up too much room.
What are your thoughts on the Sojourn Baby Wah, Jim?
Pardon me.
The Sojourn Baby Wah pedal.
Was that the old Guitar Center commercials?
Yeah. I just remember them always mentioning it. I don't know what it means, but I got to get one of those.
Me too.
That sounds amazing.
Now I have to.
This calendar was your idea.
Yes.
And it shows off your collection in such beautiful fashion.
I have to give Christy Schramm, my photographer, huge kudos, and she's wonderful.
I mean, listen, somebody can play a guitar and you're like, wow, that's amazing. You do a great job. But you don't realize the artwork that a guitar is.
Oh, I know. It is a work of art. You know, these are American classics, most of them. Les Pauls and Stratocasters, all American ingenuity. Rickenbacker, they're all American.
What is, I don't know exactly what I'm looking at, but it looks, there's a series of guitars, I'm counting six of them, that all look like they're on fire just because of the cut of the wood.
Yeah, those are my Mynarik Infernos. Very small company out of Seattle, and I get them custom painted. And I have a Mirrorball one that came from the factory. The rest of them are painted by Kat Clausen, a fine artist in Illinois.
But you can't buy these off the rack,
He doesn't buy his clothes off the rack. Why should he buy his guitars off the rack?
You have to have these specially commissioned, right?
Well, no, that guitar you can buy, you know, in small specialty musical store, but you can't get them painted like that.
Right. You know? Oh, they're so beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
We have a bunch of text questions that came in from 630. Wendy, can you ask Jim, when one of his songs comes on the radio, does he sing along like the rest of us, or does he change the channel?
I'm your vehicle, baby. Does that answer your question?
How weird would it be, though, for somebody driving next to you on an expressway, they look over and they hear the song coming out of the radio, and then they look and it's you.
Well, they don't know it's me. They think it's just some oddball singing along. You know, I got pulled over by a state trooper. I ended up singing Am I the Tiger on 294.
And you got out of the ticket.
Yes, I did.
Of course you did.
I sure did.
Did he video you doing it?
No.
Did he do a selfie with you?
Before that day. You know, this was 20 years ago.
What was the name of the two songs Jim played? What did you do?
Well, Colorado Morrow and Too Far to Turn Around. And those will be performed at City Winery on Thursday, right?
Yep, Thursday night.
Yeah.
Doors open at 6. Concert will begin at 8 p.m. And there was one other thing. Please quickly mention my favorite use of the song Eye of the Tiger is from the TV show Supernatural. Do you watch it? What do you think of it?
I haven't seen that. I heard it was used. But I haven't seen that movie.
But you have to sign off. If a TV show wants to use it, they throw a proposal your way saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just never seen that show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it sounded cool. You know,
this is kind of on the dark side, but I'm curious what your thoughts are. The last year in music, Jim, has just been abysmal in terms of losing legends.
Oh, my God.
You know, everyone from Tom Petty to Prince. I almost don't want to start a list because I don't want to leave anybody out. Did you know any of these guys? Did you ever work with any of these guys who we lost last year?
I don't know Petty. He's one of my heroes, and I went to so many of his shows, but I don't know him. I didn't know Prince. I've gone to his shows.
Yeah.
You know, so far, knock on wood, I mean, we lost Jimmy Jameson in my life. That was enormous. Yeah. One of the best singers. He was Survivor's second singer and one of the best singers of all time. And there's a lot of people that aren't quite as famous as the people you mentioned that are unfortunately dying off, you know.
But you, like when you go to see Prince in concert or a Tom Petty concert, like you don't think, I want to go backstage and just say a quick hello. That doesn't come to you at all? No?
No, that doesn't, you know, it's not a necessity to me.
Yeah.
You know, the music is what's important.
Yeah.
You know, Beach Boys, you know, I'm blessed to be good friends with Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys and I do go backstage for those because they're friends.
Yeah.
But I can't just cold call and, hey, Tom Petty, Jim Peterick, Eye of the Tiger, you remember me, man? I met Paul McCartney. I was totally tongue-tied.
But there's an extremely good chance that they will not only remember you, but they'll be a fan of your work. You know
maybe,
that.
Maybe. Yeah. I've got a little bit of an underdog Chicago Second City complex that I'm trying to, at age 67, trying to get over.
You are an incredible human being, and you're nice. I mean, I was there with rehearsals for Cornerstones,
yes, you were.
And I mean, seriously, you'd think things are getting crazy. He's so nice to everybody. You really are a genuinely humanly good person.
I like people.
You do. It shows.
And be nice going up because you'll see him coming down.
And I want to throw another accolade your way. Everybody else who's involved in rock and roll, they tend to get married for a little while, and then they're not married, and then they marry somebody else, and then they're not married. How long has your relationship been on for?
Well, we've known each other on April 9th, 50 years, and we've been married for 46.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Do you remember her name?
I knew it was Supernatural, did you say?
No, do you remember her name?
Oh, you mean Julie?
Yeah, something like that.
She listens all the time, doesn't
Karen
she?
Karen does, yeah. She's listening now. Hi, honey. Yeah. Love you.
But
she's the best.
What's the key to that? Because I know it's a business where there's temptation around every corner. Yeah. How do you pull this off so nicely?
Well, I always knew there was something better, a better person at home, and I didn't want to bring home anything crawly, you know? It's not worth that. But more than that, it's called Catholic guilt.
Yep. Is that what it is?
If I could do it, I would. I have a horrible conscience. It's terrible.
This in the news today, those two guys that ripped off Holy Name Cathedral, and it's like, oh, yeah, they ripped out off the collection basket. You're thinking a couple $100, $100,000. How can they not be afraid?
I didn't hear
about
this.
They steal from a church.
I didn't hear this.
Oh, yeah.
When was it?
It just happened. They just found the guys they were.
I got to call Father Dan Mayall. He's like our best friend.
Yeah. $100,000 to security guards from the church. How do you steal from a church and go to sleep at night, speaking of Catholic guilt?
Oh, my God. That's
hard to rebound off of, right?
What?
That's hard to rebound off of
it's
once you've done that.
It's real hard, man. Yeah. You skip limbo, go right down there, baby.
Always a pleasure to see you again.
You too. Thanks again. And hey, if you want to go to the winery, let me know.
Thursday night.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Citywinery.com and follow Jim Peterick. TheIdesOfMarch.com. He's on Facebook and Twitter, at Official Jim Peterick and at Jim Peterick. Always a pleasure.
Can I give a plug to GNTV?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on the morning news.
When is this?
It would help if you gave us a day.
It would be the 1st.
May 1st. May Day.
Tomorrow.
May Day.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah. Tomorrow. We're on the morning news.
We will watch for that.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Jim.
All right.
It's Jim Peterick. He's on the morning news tomorrow. Watch him there. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.